Rattler fans, we're pleased to have the head ball coach of the FAMU Rattlers, Willie Simmons, here after week one of spring practice 2023 to give us a quick recap on the first three practices. Coach, your impressions of your football team through week one of spring practice?
Well, after 3 days, I'm very optimistic about the potential of this team. We're as big as we've ever been. We're as fast and athletic as we've ever been. And we have more depth than we ever had. So that typically is a formula for a really good football team. But like I tell the guys all the time, it's not just about being the biggest, fastest, strongest group. It's about being the closest group, the group that pays the most attention to detail and that does the little things right. And so that's been our emphasis. Going into the spring, I thought two of the 3 days, we really did a good job of that. Day two, kind of focused on some things that weren't in our character, but the guys came back that last practice before spring break and had a really good day in pad. So again, going into the break, we're very optimistic and looking forward to getting the guys back in another week or so.
Okay, so this morning we had the first padded practice. You know, that's what separates the wheat from the chaff. So talk about the physicality that you saw, especially at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, I thought the guys did a really good job of competing. You know, our defensive line numbers are a little low with some guys having some postseason operations that were holding out. But up front, we have a lot of guys on the offensive line. So they've been battling. We've had to be creative and move some linebackers around to get some talented guys on the field. But the physicality was there this morning, not just in the trenches. I thought on the perimeter, the guys really competed. And all in all, I thought it was a really good day in full pads, not full pads, but I'm sorry, shells. And the guys were able to really practice like pros, like we talk about, staying on their feet, not a lot of bodies on the ground, which shows, one, that our athleticism has grown, but two, that they're understanding the tempo that we need to practice with and making sure that we're doing things the right way.
So any new unfamiliar names to Rattler Nation that may have stood out, caught your eye through the first 3 days of practice?
No, I think we've talked about the 13 newcomers that we brought in the mid-year. Some of those guys have really done a great job. I tell you, the two running backs, Jacquez Yant and Kevin Dean, have both had flashes. They're picking things up really nicely, and I think we'll really increase our run game potential in this coming year. Jamari Gassett has really picked up things out wide. He's playing multiple positions, which is encouraging. When you bring a new receiver in, being able to learn multiple spots. Up front, Ashton Grable is running with the ones right now, and he's very reminiscent of Keenan Forbes, right? If people remember Keenan, our two-time All-American. You know, Ashton has a lot of those same tangible traits of size and girth, but explosiveness and athleticism. You know, Sharif C. and Tyrese Gibson Battle have both, you know, had some flashes at defensive end. Jordan Moore is not a new name, but obviously he didn't get to play last season, and with a position change now from safety to linebacker, you know, he brought a lot of great depth to that room and being really explosive. And then in the back end, you know, the safeties, Deco Wilson, Chase Lloyd, those guys have done a really good job. Amari Lee had a little bit of an ankle in the early part of practice, so he missed all of the practice this morning, but hopefully it's not too serious. We'll get him back after the break and get going. And then I tell you what, Trey Wilhoit, man, you'd have thought Chris Fadul was out there punting with some of those sky kicks that he was putting in the air. You know, so again, all those guys really, and I know I missed a couple of transfers, but we've been really, really pleased with the potential of our transfers that we brought in the mid-year.
So had a recent addition to your staff, and wide receivers coach Antonio A.C. Carter, from right here in Tallahassee. Talk about the addition of AC and what he brings to the newest addition of the Rack Boys.
Well, the one thing off top, that if anybody's been around him, he's going to bring energy. I mean, he's a bowling ball of energy. We practice in the morning. He's coming in at 5:30. I mean, he's got more juice than a smoothie. But he's just a guy that played the game at a high level. At the University of Alabama before injuries derailed his career, has had a long career and multiple stops and had success, and just bringing a level of passion, of toughness, and attention to detail to the Rat Boys that I think will continue to ascend those guys to be one of the most, you know, revered groups in FCS. You know, we have the talent, And I'm looking forward to seeing Coach Carter, you know, really, really push those guys to reach their full potential.
So finally, Coach, got a week off for spring break. Gives you a chance to reset and reassess where you are with the team. What can we look for in week two once we return from spring break?
Well, hopefully there's a lot of carryover, you know, from the first 3 days. The one thing you risk when you take a week off is coming back rusty, you know. So we really challenge the guys to go on spring break, enjoy themselves, you know, take a load off, but don't be away from football, you know, for 7, 8, 9 days. And so hopefully they can come back and retain the things that we put in. We'll continue to install, you know, adding more plays. And so just look forward to seeing those guys continue to compete, continue to retain the information that they've been given, taking it from the meeting room to the field. And we're doing some new things offensively and defensively and even in the kicking game. So really need to get those things on film so that we can assess them, break them down and see what we'll keep and what we'll take away after the spring. But again, very encouraged by this bunch. Looking forward to getting them back here in another week or so. And I think our fans will be really, really pleased when they see this group at that annual Orange and Green game.
Well, that'll wrap it up, Rattler fans. Week one, spring practice 2023 is in the books. You've heard it right here from the horse's mouth. That's head coach Willie Simmons, FAMU Rattlers. Look forward to seeing you after week two, Coach.
Look forward to seeing you guys as well.